Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Michael K is on the radio today, and he ain't afraid to say what he's thinking.
It's the Michael K Show.
Michael K is on the radio today. Turn it up, it's time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
Obviously, this is a tough one and a tough loss and everything, but one of the things from it is another strong outing against a good team for Nestor.
Well, we're going to address that in just a couple of minutes. Good evening. Good afternoon, everybody. It is May 25th, 2023. We're just right on the cusp of Memorial Day weekend. Michael K., Don LaGreca, Peter Rosenberg. We're here till 7, hopefully to entertain you into a big Friday and a big weekend as well. Hope everybody is well. I'm in a mood today. I'm ready to argue. I feel feisty. I hope that Don and Peter have my back. Probably not.
No.
But bring it on, everybody, because I've got some things that people are not going to like.
Really? You're coming out hot.
Let's
like
do
that,
it.
Huh?
Yeah. And we're going to start with Diamond Notes, brought to you by London Jewelers.
Love them.
I told you we'll talk about the Yankees in a moment, but I want to talk about the Mets. So the Mets, having won 5 in a row, have gone into Chicago against a Cubs team that was playing poorly and lost 2 in a row and scored just 2 runs each game. Last night, they lost 4-2, and they lost to their former teammate, Marcus Stroman. Now, Marcus Stroman is Marcus Stroman. I believe he's an egomaniac who has a lot of talent. He's a look-at-me guy, and when you have that kind of talent, that's fine. Shut him up if you don't like it. Shut him up. So he gets a double play ground ball off the bat of Francisco Alvarez in the 8th inning and screams into the Met dugout and is, like, doing all his gyrations and histrionics. And in the New York Post today, Mike Puma, who covers the Mets, one Met, who didn't want to be identified, goes, "What do we do to him?" Mwah. No, but here's the one that really bothers me. Show some respect, the one Met said. Be a professional. It isn't all about you. He's more of a professional than you, you gutless puke. He did it right to your face, and you wouldn't even put your name to a quote. You have the nerve to rip that guy for what? And then you're saying he's not a professional. You're gutless. You're not a professional. Have you seen what your teammates do when they have big moments like Pete Alonso and Francisco Alvarez? Have you seen that? I guess you haven't. How do you criticize somebody? A, if you don't like what he does, get a hit off him, and he can't celebrate and gyrate. B, you're calling him out for not being a professional, but you don't have the guts to put your name to it. That guy should be ferreted out of the clubhouse and really be given a talking to. It's probably not one of the guys that celebrate, because that team is famous for it, the Mets. You saw what happened with all those thrilling victories last week. I mean, my goodness, Don. How do you criticize Marcus Stroman and not put your name on it?
Listen, I don't necessarily disagree with what he said. So it's not even that controversial opinion.
No.
You know, if you're going to call him out to somebody else, just go on the record. If it bothered you that much, go on the record. What, are you scared of him?
Right. He's scared of him.
That's the only thing I can think of, because, again, it's not that controversial, what he said. Because I think a lot of Met fans, even when Stroman was here, listen, I think he's a good guy. I think he's a good player. But he's definitely, look at me, he likes to complain. And he certainly has a problem with the Mets. But I don't know why he would have a problem with any of the Mets in that dugout. You know, Buck didn't let him go. None of those Mets didn't re-sign him. And so it's not an unpopular opinion. It's not a controversial opinion. So there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to own it, other than you're afraid. What, are you afraid he's going to confront you? You're afraid he's going to tweet about you or beat you up tomorrow? If you're that annoyed about it that you actually told somebody about it, then own it. Otherwise, keep it to yourself.
Right, right. Then keep it to yourself. Shut up. And you know what? He is afraid of Stroman. Because when you go up against Stroman, he will attack you viciously on Twitter. I mean, a couple of years ago, I didn't even attack the guy, and the guy is taking these unbelievable shots at me. You can't, that's his defense. Marcus Stroman is a guy who drives himself by taking receipts. So he hates the Yankees.
Even when there are no receipts to be taken.
Even when there are no, great point, Peter. Even when there are no receipts. But he's like Jordan. So Jordan used to drive himself into a frenzy. He would make stuff up about people. But Marcus Stroman hates the Yankees because Brian Cashman said he wouldn't be more than a bullpen guy for us. So forever now, hates the Yankees. Hates the Mets, even though Billy Epler and Buck Showalter did make a decision because they didn't sign him. He's probably dreamed up other things about other teams that obviously they didn't sign him and the Cubs did. He's a good pitcher, man. He really is. He's a dynamite package. And you know what? He celebrates like everybody in baseball wants everybody to do. Let the kids play. So he played. He had fun. And this guy didn't like it and didn't have the sack to put his name to it.
Can I just say one thing, though?
Sure.
Say many things if you like.
Thank you very much. I'm with you wholeheartedly that it's very weak to not have said anything, to not attach it to your name. I think that's very weak. But I just want to take a moment to point out what a nozzle Stroman is. I'm sorry. He is unbearable. He is everything I think about Duke. He is like such a tough guy when it's not even a moment to be a tough guy. Why are you spazzy out on the Mets? What did they do to you?
They didn't bring you back.
I'm sorry. Who? Who in the dugout didn't bring you back?
Nobody. Steve Cohen didn't even own the team then, I believe.
And it was 2 years ago. Buck wasn't even manager, was he?
No, there's really
no. There's no connection. So he's sitting there pounding his chest, acting like such a tough guy to no one who has anything to do with him. So while you can take all the shots at the Met for not attributing the quote, and that's totally fair, I would like to take the side of Stroman is a nozzle. I'm so happy he's gone. And please calm down, dude. Michael, you talk about his talent level all the time. He's a pretty good player. He's a pretty good player.
He's a pretty good. You know what? The Mets could use him.
Listen, I wish he was on the team right now. But the point is, he's a bit much. And his opinion is not remotely controversial, and everything that Peter said is the majority opinion of Stroman. So to have that opinion, you shouldn't feel like, oh, I'm going to be attacked by a bunch of people or I'm going to cause a whole stir. You didn't do it because you know Stroman's going to come back out at you at social media, probably make a big deal of it today during the game, and you can't handle that. And that's fine if you can't handle it. Not everybody feels comfortable owning an opinion. You know what those people do? They zip it. They don't say it. They don't share it. They keep it to themselves. Not like a little rat. Like, get the opinion out there, but not own it. So you want the best of both worlds. It's out there, but you're protected because nobody can pin it on you. Come on, that is so utterly weak. And if I'm a Met, if I'm Pete Alonso like as a leader, I'm rooting out who it is. I'm going to find out who that is, take them aside and say, listen, either shut your mouth or own what you say.
Well, doesn't that player, if it's not Pete Alonso, I don't believe it's Pete Alonso.
A leader of the team that could root him out.
That player, it's not Pete Alonso. We would agree with that.
Yes.
Wouldn't he have a problem with Pete Alonso humping the front of the Met dugout when the Mets are rallying? Isn't that a little much? But, I mean, what a gutless puke this guy is. Buck Showalter should have a closed-door meeting. So who would say something like this? I think that Peter has way more sack than this anonymous Met, what he just said about Stroman. Because that's what that player felt, but didn't have the guts and the determination and the belief to actually attach his name to it. Oh, so I read it, and I said, I can't believe that somebody would do that. As Don said, he said it best. Shut up, then.
Yeah.
If you're afraid to put your name on it, don't whisper it to Mike Puma.
I thought the things that are supposed to be, you don't put your name on it, like a team sliding, and you want to put out there that you're really unhappy with the manager, but you don't want to put your name on it. You're doing it for an opposing player? Why?
And again, Peter, I'm telling you, I keep saying it. I know I sound like a broken record. Let the kids play. And the ones that complain about all the celebrating, they're the old people. You know, they're the old man on the lawn. But the kids don't like the kids playing. They don't. They don't. The people that act like that on the own teams, they get looked at. They don't like it. That's why people get thrown at. Don't people realize that? They don't like it. The kids don't like when the kids play. So this person doesn't like it, but he doesn't have the guts to put his name to it. I love the first part of it, though. What did we do to him? What a wimp. You didn't do anything to him.
Yeah, it really felt like his feelings were hurt.
Yeah, his feelings were hurt.
And also, it has to be somebody that hasn't been here long. Because anybody that's been associated with the Mets during the time that Stroman was here and since the time Stroman left should have not been remotely surprised by what he did. You had to see it coming. If you knew he was going to pitch well, which I had a feeling he would, because he does rise to the occasion, he does use all these slights as a way to motivate himself. You had to see that coming. So if you see it coming, it shouldn't really bother you. So it has to be somebody that either doesn't know him or doesn't know the history. It has to be somebody that's new.
Really disappointing. And the Mets are sliding back again.
Well,
and I do have one thing that I wish, you know, we had Buck on again, but we, you know, can't, you know, really push it that much. What are these young kids up for if they don't play every day? Well, what are they up for? Why don't they play every day? Because the lineup with the veterans is not working. Vogelbach's not hitting. Why are these guys, why is Beatty, Vientos, and Alvarez not playing every single day? Now, I understand Alvarez as a catcher. Catchers don't play every single day. But he's got to play at least 5 out of 7 games.
Well, if you listen when we had Buck on, right? Now, Buck's never going to really give you a direct answer. But I asked him about the baby Mets and about did it create anything. He really wasn't having it. You know, he didn't want to really, who knows, like why things turn around. Listen, they turned around because, let's face it, they were a very stale team and they needed an infusion of some youth. Vientos hits a big home run and it helps on the way to a victory. Alvarez, big home run. And it just kind of freshened things up a little bit. But if you're not going to admit that, Michael, listen, he's a veteran guy. Like, Buck likes to play the vets. He's very loyal to his original roster. But come on, man, take advantage of it. These guys have added a little bit of a spurt here to this team that's been stale. And you know what? I say this all the time, that be careful of the whole Cinderella, not Cinderella, but the come-from-behind cardiac kid thing. First of all, it's not sustainable. And sometimes it masks some of the problems. You know, all those come-from-behind victories, Michael, happened because they kept giving up the lead. They kept falling behind. What was it, 9 consecutive games they allowed the opposition to score first? You know, that one Wednesday game where they came back, they were down 2-0, tied it. Down 5-2, tied it. Down 7-5, came back and won the game. Yeah, but you still blew those leads. You still allowed the team to score. If they weren't home, Michael, there's a chance they would have lost all those games because the other team would have been able to answer in their last at-bat. So as great as the 5-game winning streak was, and I enjoyed every second of it, it did mask some of the problems here with the starting pitching, with this bullpen, and the lack of consistent hitting. And also, outside of the time we went there in 2015, Michael, when the Mets swept them
right
in the league championship series, the Mets are awful at Wrigley. Take a look at the numbers. They're not good there, and it's continued. So the 5-game winning streak now, they look like the team before that. Lethargic, just not getting big hits. Starting pitching again a problem. I'm telling you, Senga on the road is an issue, Michael. It's an issue. His earned run average is near 7 on the road.
And he throws too many pitches, so he's not going to give them length.
No, and listen, that was a big start that he had against Tampa when he went, what was it, 6 innings or whatever, but he threw a ton of pitches. And it ended up having to hold him out an extra day before he could pitch. And, you know, Buck said it before the game. He's getting used to a new ball, getting used to a new league, different players, yada, yada, yada. I get it. But we were sold a bill of goods, Michael, that this was the find of the century, that this was going to be an amazing pitcher. He has not lived up to those expectations. Now, I'll be patient, but on the road, he has been very, very hittable, and it's a bit of a problem because they're going to need him, Michael. They're going to need him in this rotation.
Well, you better be patient. He has a 5-year deal.
Yeah.
That was a Diamond Notes brought to you by London Jewelers. The engagement experts. Visit London Jewelers today at any of their 7 locations, including the newest location at the mall at Short Hills. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bernie in Virginia. Bernie.
Hey, thanks for taking the call leading off.
It
feels
you
great.
Got it.
I don't despise the hard word. I don't like Stroman. He blocked me on Twitter because I called him out for something last year. I respect his baseball ability. But I am a crazy Mets fan. I wanted to call your show last week and ask what the heck is going on with Pete Alonso in the hip thrusting. So I hate to call and, like, agree with everything that you say, but Mets fans, you can't have a problem with Pete, because it's just weird. I don't think Pete's a try-hard. I think he's just awkward. It's such a weird, like, hip thrust when he's, like, hugging other guys. He hip thrusts and does not. It's a strange thing. Stroman, I think, is just a bad guy.
Well, listen, there are two different things here. Right? Well, I understand that there's a bit of try-hard in Pete and the gyrating and all that. He doesn't go into the opposing dugout and do it. There is a difference between what Stroman did and what Alonso does.
Well, he'd get arrested if he did that in the closing dugout.
But you know what I mean, Michael. Yeah. There's celebrating and then there's taunting. We go through it with the NFL all the time. They'll let you celebrate, let boys be boys, but at the end of the day, don't spike it in somebody's face. Don't dance on their grave. And that's what he did. That's the motive. But I knew he was going to do it, Michael. So I don't want to compare the two because I do think both are completely different. But if you had a problem with it, own it. I mean, it's weak to the point where if I'm Pete, if I'm Buck, I want to know who that is. I want to know who's so weak on my team. Because if you're that weak,
I don't want you on my team.
There's probably other areas that you're also going to be weak and probably not a great teammate. I know that sounds strong, Michael, but when I found out this story, I was offended. How weak is that?
And the person who said this and didn't put his name to it, don't you think it's important that he goes over and tells Pete Alonso stop the thrusting? Tells Alvarez stop with the over celebration? Don't you owe it to your own teammates? If you don't like an opposing player doing it, how do you think opposing teams think? And you know how you stop more? And the caller, one thing I would disagree with the caller, Marcus Stroman's not a bad guy. We don't know if he's a bad guy. He's never done anything bad. He's never done anything illegal. He seems like he's a bright guy.
He's a sports bad guy, though.
But he's not a bad person.
He's not likable by any
stretch. No, he's not. I know nothing about the human being. He may be lovely and takes care of puppies and old ladies every spare minute he's not playing baseball. But he's a baseball bad guy. He's annoying.
Yeah. He's a heel.
He is an all-time, never-turns-it-off heel.
Let me ask you this, Peter. You get a call from the bigwigs in Bristol. They give you a six-figure deal to do a podcast with Marcus Stroman and J.J. Redick.
Well, six is a very broad number.
Yeah, there's a lot.
100 grand.
No.
Once a week.
No.
See,
why? Just because they're Duke guys?
I'm incredibly busy. I'm not adding another podcast to my weekly schedule for that. And I'm not doing it with. And if I'm gonna do it, it's gonna be about something I enjoy. Not talking with JJ and Stro. I'm good.
That would be the name of the show.
JJ and Stro.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you what, man. I've never been so right. I'm so happy I'm on the side I am against Duke. They are got in 98% of cases, they are such nozzles. I don't know why it's this way, guys, but it is. Disprove it.
I just got a text from Anthony Pusick, our great producer. He said, Jacob, who's working the board, said, Jacob and I realize how far we are money-wise from you guys daily. After Peter just turned 100 grand to do a podcast with J.J. Redick and Marcus Stroman. Wow. Also, I'm just warning you, Peter. I know you're in for a good time tonight because you're in Boston. You're going to the game.
And they're winning.
Stroman's going to destroy you if it ever gets
to him.
I tweeted him. I already tweeted him. I already wrote. I wrote the Mets. I added him. I said, the Mets are scared of at Stro? Why?
So what?
What's he going to do? Make up that I'm a racist? Do whatever you want, Stro. Bring it on. Yeah, go for it. Good for you.
Yeah, see where that gets you. Go ahead. Call Peter a racist and see where that gets you.
This is what he does. He has made up ad hominem attacks. He throws hissy fits. Dude, how about just go out there and listen? He is completely in his right to talk trash, sure. But why? No one there did anything. If you want to talk trash, when the deal got done, he should have grabbed the first microphone and laid into the GM, to the ownership, to everybody. Why are you waiting and trying to now stunt on the opposing team who has none of the people who matter?
Well, there's some people that were on the team, so maybe...
But they had nothing to do with him signing or not signing.
I'm telling you, he gets these things to drive him. Jordan did it. A lot of great athletes do.
Well, listen, then I hope that what I'm saying on this show and my tweet can drive him further and he goes on to win a Cy Young.
Well, all he is, let's be honest, he's almost like a cyberbully. In the sense that, I'm afraid to say something, so you're going to come back at me on Twitter, call me something, so try to dig up some article from 100 years ago to try to back up some point you don't have anyway? That's like almost cyberbullying. Don't be afraid. This is opinionated radio. And that's the way life is. He's just as sensitive as the guy that doesn't want to put his name on it, to be honest with you.
Here's Stroman. No, he's not a sensitive because he puts his name on things and he attacks.
No, but the way he attacks, but he's obviously but sensitive still, because he can't let it roll off his back. He's going to go back
sensitive.
At you.
No, but everybody's sensitive. He acts on it. I'm sensitive. I act on it sometimes. I get criticized for being sensitive.
Right, but obviously, if you go back at them, that means that they're sensitive. Like nobody wants to be criticized. But when you go back at these people, obviously you're a little bit more sensitive than most people. Otherwise, you would just let it go.
Here is Stroman. He was asked, was tonight a message game for you?
Younger me may have seen it as a revenge game, but like I said, now I know how to pitch. I'm really good at what I do, and it's just a matter of getting to the point mechanically and just rolling start after start and staying there.
Classic Duke nonsense. Literally reminds me of Kyrie. Just saying things that don't, what do you mean? But you showed it's not that. You showed by your actions that it was personal and it was just not a whatever game. You just showed us that.
Let's go to John in the car. John.
Yeah, I just want to say two very important things. First of all, I'm happy you brought up Michael Jordan, Peter, because in the context, I don't want to quickly change the subject, but before I get to the point about Stroman, yesterday, you had a whole situation here where you're talking about DNR in the morning, and I listen to them in the morning, and I listen to Ebro in the morning, and I listen to you guys in the afternoon, and I love you, and I love the work you do, but you're Dennis Rodman, and Michael is Michael Jordan. Ebro is Michael Jordan. You're a third guy or a second guy on each of the shows, and you're texting DNR like you're Ebro and like you're Michael. I'm trying to figure out how it's possible.
Wait. So because Dave and Rick were given the lead on their shows, they've now automatically surpassed me in radio skill? Is that what you're saying?
No. No, because Dennis Rodman is quite a talented player, and I love you, Peter, and I really do. I don't agree with your politics, but I love you. I'm just saying.
You don't love me. Can we just be honest? You don't love me. Calling up on the radio and telling me you play second fiddle everywhere, you could never be a first guy. Don't follow up and say you love me. Do you think for 1 second I am not going to take that as an insult? Like, honestly, I'm just being honest and transparent. I am a sensitive, open, emotional person. Do you think as someone who got into this business, my goal in life was to only play second man to other people?
No, absolutely not. But when you're playing second fiddle to Michael Jordan, it's not so bad, and you're in the biggest market in the world, and like you said,
okay. So let's play along. So let me extract it out. Then I'll keep going with you. Okay, fine. It's not an insult. I play second man to Michael Jordan, two Michael Jordans apparently, and Ebro and Michael. Okay, that's great. Does that mean that all of a sudden, just because I play second fiddle to Michael Jordan, that if Jeff Hornacek is starting on another team, I'm second to Jeff Hornacek?
No, but it means that if you were going to give a comment to somebody else about how they run their show, it should be taken with a grain of salt.
But why? Why couldn't Scottie Pippen couldn't say, I don't really respect Terry Porter. That's not what I said, by the way, of course. But to your analogy, he couldn't give, Scottie Pippen couldn't give criticism to how they're doing things in San Antonio. He's second fiddle to the best guy in the game. Why couldn't he do that?
No, if he gave that opinion, you're 100% right, but if he gave that opinion and with it he said, in his explanation of that opinion, he said, I have survived the market and beat a behemoth. He hasn't beat a behemoth. A team with Michael Jordan has beat a behemoth.
Okay, well, first of all, but I've beaten the behemoth twice when the team was led by me and when the team was led by Ebro. How about that? I've done it twice. You know what the consistent thread is between 2007 in the mornings and 2023? With all due respect, it's me, the longest tenured morning host in the history of that radio station across two different shows. So I'm just saying, listen, you called up, you said you didn't want to insult me. That was a lie. You clearly wanted to insult me. You failed because I'm too smart.
I did not.
You failed. But okay, go ahead. What's your next point?
My next point is specifically about
Pete Alonso and Michael. Michael, you used to love the kid. He's a good kid. He means well. He does mean well. He sometimes does things that are a little bit head-scratching, but he's a good guy. And you seem to have come to a place where you hate him, and I'm not sure why.
Me? I don't hate Pete Alonso at all. I said yesterday he's going to approach Aaron Judge's record.
Yeah.
I think he's a terrific player who actually is a little awkward, and it doesn't serve him well. I mean, really, you made two points that didn't make sense. I don't hate Pete Alonso at all. In fact, I love watching him play. I think he's a little dorky.
Well, that caller was gutless. He thought he had guts because he was able to, you know, make his point to Peter. But the reason he's gutless, don't say you love him when you really don't. Say you hate his guts. Say you think he's a punk and he shouldn't have said anything to DNR. Don't, oh, I love you, Peter. Don't candy
gutless.
It.
A gutless puke.
It also, I don't know if you heard it, Peter, but he kind of squeezed in the fastball in the inside corner. I don't agree with your politics. But,
oh, well, that's always got to get in
but
there,
you never show
course.
Your hand politically, though. That's weird.
I know. No one knows what I believe at all. I think you'd be very surprised. In fact, I just got back from a very large political announcement yesterday. I was there in the front row and came right home.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, I can't say what candidate it was, but I was there.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
So remember the Newman character in Seinfeld? He's driving the mail truck.
Sure.
And he rides over the sewing machine, and then Kramer's dumped the gas out, and everything goes on fire.
Right.
And he screams, "Oh, the humanity!" Right? Yes. I think he was singing once, twice, three times, "A Lady," and then all of a sudden the truck goes on fire. That was almost me yesterday. I'm driving home, and my tire blows out.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm riding on the rim, sparks flying.
Oh!
And I'm screaming, "Oh, the humanity!" I didn't think I could get home, but I got home.
Scary. So you rode the rim for how long?
15 miles.
So that rim shot.
Yeah, I actually got to a gas station because I didn't know that the tire was completely blown. I thought it was just leaking terribly, but there was a huge hole in it. But not good. Scary. I thought.
Did you call our friends at MBY Plains? Or?
Yeah, I did today, and they gave me a loaner car, and they picked it up. And
they are the best that way.
They're unbelievable. They're the best. MBY Plains, they are the best. I have the Yankees starting lineup tonight. On to 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by Bigelow Tea and Corona. Gleyber Torres at second base leads off. Batting second, the right fielder Aaron Judge. Anthony Rizzo at first, it's third. Cleaning up, the center fielder Harrison Harry Bader. Willie Calhoun, the DH, will bat fifth. Batting sixth, the shortstop Anthony Volpe. Oswaldo Cabrera at third base will bat seventh. Batting eighth and catching Ben Rortfett. And batting ninth and playing left field, it's Greg Allen. That's tonight's Yankees starting lineup. Brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea is a proud supporter of the Michael K. Show and the official hot tea of the New York Yankees and Corona. Enjoy the finer life of sports. Corona, the official cerveza of Major League Baseball. Let's go back to the phone calls. Let's go good old Griffin in Connecticut. Nervous about tonight, Griff?
Why am I nervous? I just think it's bullcrap that we're having a conversation because the Celtics made 18 three-pointers that all of a sudden they're going to come all the way back. It's like, what? So they just had one good game means they're coming all the way back.
Well, it's you are losing one important player, though, that was shooting 50% from the field or 50% from three-point range.
And I'm not worried when I got Charles Barkley over here, guaranteed that the Celtics are going to murder. Charles Barkley is the awfulest, most guaranteed person ever. You know how much Don guarantees things and it comes true? Charles Barkley guarantees it, and it's the opposite.
Well, let me tell you something. Griffin, Don is guaranteeing that the Celtics win tonight.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I didn't say that, Griff.
No, he didn't.
I didn't.
What did you say?
They're winning.
Didn't you say they're winning?
I said they're going to win. I didn't say that. I'm not guaranteeing. I don't feel that comfortable with it. I feel good about that there's going to be a game six. But I didn't guarantee any. I did guarantee the game four, though. I'll own that.
Griffin, it is a listen. You have every right to feel confident. Your team's in position right now. Now, tell us the truth, though. If we get to late in the third quarter and the Celtics are up 27 points tonight and Miami pulls off, they pull back, it's over. You're not going to be nervous at all heading into game six?
No.
Wow.
No.
No, because I'm going back home to where we play phenomenal. So I'm not going to be nervous. I have how many chances to knock you off? I have four chances.
Well, now down to three.
We scored it's down to three. Once, so now we have to square and hit the next three times. So we have three chances to square and do it. And I got Jimmy Butler and I got Mr. Who gets no credit. Michael said this yesterday. Why do people talk about Jimmy this, Jimmy that? Bam, on the other hand. Michael, you said this yesterday. He's a pretty good player that nobody even knows that he plays basketball and can do anything. They forget about who Bam Adebayo is.
He's a hell of a player. I mean, only a fool would not respect Bam.
Griffin, but I mean, I don't think you're going to like this, but I don't think the Miami Heat have a problem at all. I think they are going to win. Don't you worry about it, my friend.
I'm not worried one bit, and I don't have any problem. The only thing I'm worried about is going to the NBA Finals, and unless we get Tyler Hero back, and there's a good chance we can, I don't think we're beating Denver. Denver is just on another level, and I think whoever Denver plays, Denver's going to win. They're just the best team. Nikola Jokic is, I don't even know what to say. The guy is an absolute monster. Who can pass, rebound, and can shoot as a center? The door is thrown full court passes as a center. Come on.
Can I just say something, Griff? I got to really say this honestly, and I mean
say it honestly.
This is not goofing around or anything. The Miami Heat have brought the absolute best out of you. Your calls have been tremendous.
He's right.
Defend yourself. You've been articulate. You've spoke with passion and conviction. The Miami Heat have made you a better caller and a better person.
And I still owe you a hat. Don't you worry about it. You'll get that hat, my friend. I lost my bet to you.
They've been my favorite team, and I feel like I should feel more. You know how many people jump when LeBron James went there? Oh, then they're a Heat fan, but then they disappear. I'm not the one that disappears. I hate those people that just disappear. Be whoever your team is. Be a fan for real. Don't just disappear.
Ah, beautiful.
I like
Griffin,
it.
You're bringing it.
He's growing up in front of our eyes. These playoff rounds
brought
for
the best
Griffin
of them.
He has matured. He's twice.
You know, but you know what, though, Don? I am upset he left us for so long. I'm still a little upset about that. I'm glad he's back, though.
You're not upset that Ira from Staten Island has left us.
Oh, boy. You know what? It's starting to turn into beef almost.
Yeah.
Look. I love Ira, okay? He's a good man.
I don't think you do.
I don't. But I like him fine. I don't know him, but he seems like a lovely man.
No, I've met him. He's a terrific person.
So I'm sure he's a great human being. But let's just talk apples and oranges, sports talk radio. Don, he has put us through some calls sometimes when, like, the Jets aren't even the subject of the day, and we just tap dance next to the Jets, and Ira calls up to talk about things that are inane and inside and super nerdy. We get the biggest, most exciting bit of mainstream Jets news, literally, wait for it, guys, in the history of the franchise, and he has not called us once to discuss it. That's a bad job.
And leading up to it, he called us every day.
Every day.
So do you believe Peter? Because you know, you're an important part of this. Should he be banned if he does try to call?
Well, we don't have to ban somebody who doesn't call.
I don't think he's at ban levels, but I'll put it this way. It's May 25th. If we get to legitimate the actual NFL preseason and we have not heard from Ira, I'm good. I'm good for good. Don?
Well, all right, how about this? If he doesn't call by the end of the week, he's done.
Oh.
He'll get back to him. If he cares about us that much, he always finds a way to get on. I won't say today because we're already 39 minutes into today. We got tomorrow as well. If he does not call, we'll make the official announcement Tuesday that he's done. The morning show could have him with our.
But I would like to know what's going on. Because as you said, what we're doing is dumping a girl that won't go out with us. We're saying he's done. He stopped calling us, so yeah. He's not. He dumped us first. We're just trying to control the narrative.
I just want to know why.
That's what I'd like to know. That's the thing that bothers me. When you were in high school and you were dating somebody, all of a sudden they ghosted you and they never told you why. I think you're fat. I think you're ugly. I don't like your breath. Give me a reason.
I'm a big reason guy.
Yeah, I know.
Even if it hurt
to me, but it happened to friends.
Even if it hurt, don't.
Of course,
don't. Even in this business, you know, don't give me a bunch of excuses. Tell me I stink. Tell me I'm not good. I'd rather hear that than did a bunch of excuses. Then there's no way that he could tell me, oh, he's been busy. For the first time since sports radio existed, he's been
busy?
That's
the thing. Normally, literally, if we just go, did you guys, Don could mention the Winnipeg Jets, he might call.
Right.
You could say that you took a jet today to Boston. Boom, he would have called.
He's on the phone, right?
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Anyone even breathes about West Side Story, he's called.
Oh, you kidding?
Let's go to Jay in Newark. Jay.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So I had a request / suggestion for Peter coming off of a really big and intense barbershop argument, and we hope he would take this on one day.
All right.
Okay. So, Peter, we love you, first of all. I personally listen to you in the morning, listen to you in the afternoon for years. You have
what bar? Where is this barbershop?
It's in Newark. And don't ask me the name. It is a classic Newark, no-name barbershop with just a couple of barbershops that are really good with no decor. So I can't even plug them.
Okay, but, no plug. Here we go.
We had one of the biggest arguments that happened in barbershops, and it is taking a basketball player, a great, and giving them the equivalent in hip-hop. Like, say, Jay-Z is the Michael Jordan of hip-hop. He actually said that himself in one of his rhymes, as you know. We wanted to know if you would take, like, the greatest 50 basketball players and give the equivalent in hip-hop and make a book out of it. You would make a killing, and you would end a lot of arguments or start new ones. But the material will be awesome. It's a topic that happens all the time in urban America and every barbershop. And we were like, the only thing we agreed on is you would be the guy to write that book.
How about that?
Wow. What do you think? First of all, I got to tell you, I'm going to have Anthony get your contact because this is a brilliant idea. And if I were to ever go down this path, I want to make sure you guys get love shown. Listen, it would be complicated as you get further down the list, but I love the idea. Tremendous idea. And it could work as like a book, Michael, or almost like a coffee table book as well.
I think you should do it because I don't think you have enough on your plate, frankly.
Isn't it time for me to just do something?
I think it's time for you to, like, you know, flex and do some things.
I do like that, though.
Things will slow down after the wedding. You'll have
people,
summer.
Don has always said this. He said it for years, and I fight him on it. People love lists. So Greeny made a book of lists about numbers. You can make it. This is another list.
How did Greeny's book do? I'm going to reach out to Greeny.
New York Times bestseller. So is Jack Curry's, because we do make books here, except mine.
No, well, we didn't get bestseller?
No, we did okay, but it didn't hit the bestseller list. Sad.
By the way, it's wrong. By the way, that is wrong.
Well, you never read it. Don did.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Is Dan feeling better?
Yes.
He is?
Yes.
Okay, good.
He worked the full show last night, and he's got the hour and a half today.
All right.
I listened driving home, occasional little cough, but otherwise he's rebounded nicely.
Thank goodness. I know you get worried about him.
Well, I get worried about anybody getting sick and he don't work. You know Dan. Dan doesn't pass up work.
Loves work. That's why you love him.
Well, one of the many, many reasons.
It's game time, Don.
Sure.
Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. We have the Yankees and the Orioles tonight, 7:05 on YES. And then we have the Mets and the Cubs, 7:40. And that'll be on SNY. That's Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. During the big games this season, enjoy Tullamore Dew, the original triple blended, triple distilled, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to PJ in Syracuse. PJ.
Hey, guys. With as little hubris as possible, I'd like to nominate Peter's comparison of Kyrie and Strowman today. That was right on the nose, Peter. I totally agree.
Thank you. Thank you. I agree. I've said it before, and it's gotten kind of looked past. There is something. There's a Duke nozzle-ness that's a through line.
Is it point guard level? That's the question.
I hope so. I hope so.
Totally is. So I called because I wanted to say, Michael, I finished your book yesterday. I just want to say you're a really underrated interviewer. I really enjoyed it. Since Center Stage is kind of in limbo now, I'd recommend it to anyone out there who's listening and hasn't read it yet.
Thank you, PJ. I appreciate it. That was really nice.
So, Peter, I was also wondering if you're going to show us something and put some money on the game. I know you were talking about how much it costs just to get there, but are you going to do a little extra and put some on the game tonight?
Yeah, why don't you make some of that money back, Peter?
If I did, I would do it at FanDuel.com/Peter. Yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to. I already have enough to be nervous about, and the Celtics aren't going to pay great. Like last checked, they were 8-point favorites.
Well, that's why the play would be to bet the Heat. That way, if you lose, you feel good because you saw the Celtics win.
Right.
And if you win, well, then you can recoup some of the money back for the flight and hotel. That's the smart thing to do.
What about
on the money line?
What about just not betting it at all and having a great time?
I mean, that's
gutless, is what you're saying.
Well, now you're going with your cousin, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Now when are you going to have dinner before? Because the game starts at 8:30. So what's the plan after the show?
Picking me up right at 7. Going to go grab a bite and make our way in.
Now, big time bite or some like fast food nonsense?
I think something in between big time bite and fast food nonsense. I'm thinking a place
Applebee's.
That, I don't know about Applebee's, but some place that probably serves adult beverages and has a wing option, a salad option perhaps.
Are you excited about today or is just, you know, I should go?
For the game?
Yeah.
No, I'm very excited. Very, very excited.
You have a nice outfit picked out because you might be on camera.
I don't think I'll be on camera. My seats are good. I don't think they're that good. Mm-hmm. I have an outfit I like. I think I look dead sexy in this outfit I'm wearing tonight.
Really?
Oh yeah.
What if they show you on camera and then Harlan goes, "There's Peter frickin' Rosenberg."
Oh, now that would be something.
Yep.
I did once get mentioned on TNT during All Star Weekend when they were doing the dunk contest. You remember this, Don? They were like setting up for the dunk contest or shootout or one of them, and I was down on the floor because I'd played in the celebrity game, and I ran over to talk to someone, and I ran by like the background, and Shaq saw me run by and yelled, "Sit down, Peter Rosenberg!"
Wow!
Oh, wow!
That's big.
Yeah,
that's gigantic.
That sounds familiar, but that.
I think it might have gotten put in the system. You can take a check, Anthony. It might have gotten put in, but it definitely happened.
This almost smells like the Andrew Gunling Jay-Z situation, Don.
Yeah,
no,
right.
Stop.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's not the same level. Not the same level as Andrew being best friends with the Carters.
No, we're just saying that we've never heard this before.
I think you have.
Well, we don't really listen to much you say, but
I would remember that.
Because I would remember Shaq name-dropping you.
It happened.
I can't believe that Shaq even knows you're alive.
That's the story.
Yeah.
But Shaq's a really big hip-hop head.
Well, he's also a hip-hop artist of some.
But he doesn't live in New York. So, I mean, I'm not thinking he's consuming 97.
I'm told,
97.
I'm told it's there. Michael, I'm told the audio is there.
Shows you.
Hello, Peter Rosenberg.
Well, that's the audio, but you never told the story.
Can I hear it one more time?
What, are they rewinding the tape?
Go ahead. Hit it again.
Move, Peter Rosenberg.
Wow, it is a great moment. It is a great moment. I love
you
reliving
lived quite
this.
A life. I think, if you
look forward
to your book.
Hey, you know what he said to me right after that?
What's that?
He said, I got to tell you, man, you really are the Dennis Rodman of radio hosts. I went, thank you very much.
You know what? I didn't want to say anything because I thought that you really got hurt by that. You are not. I am. First of all, I'm not Michael Jordan. If anything,
well, on the show you are.
No, I'm not. I think we're all equal on this.
No, but I think he was trying to make the point. If we're the 98 Bulls, then you're Jordan.
You're Pippen.
I'm Pippen. Rodman.
But that's a stupid comment that he made because Rodman would have every right to give his opinion on anything.
Listen,
anybody.
It was one of a myriad of stupid points he made during the course of that call.
People seem to enjoy the undressing, though, so.
Yeah, you did it in a very methodical,
surgeon-like
manner.
I felt very clear. I was very clear-headed
and methodical.
Yeah,
you didn't lose your mind.
I know. I find that I'm more successful when instead of, even when someone gets me angry, to take that focus and turn it a different direction instead of just blah. Well, there you go.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.